Now, you know, I'm sure most of you probably still have television and get, you know, your news through television and things like that. So, what have we been hearing for the last 4 months? We're all going to die! We're all going to die! Is that not correct? Well, I was come here to kind of bring the truth about this matter. And we know we get our truth from the Bible. So the Bible says, yes, you're all going to die. So we'll get that out of the way, all right? We can go to Hebrews 9:27. It says, as it is appointed for all men to die once, but after this the judgment. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly await him for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. Fear has been used since there's been any number of people, maybe a group of four for all I know, and a caveman. But the thing is, the fear of death has always been used as a way to control others, to have power over others. Do what I say or I'll kill you. That usually, you know, that's getting back to the primitive way. But fear is a thing that causes people to do all kinds of things, a fear of death. And the thing is, we should not be caught up in this fear of death because we have the hope of the resurrection. We know this body is not going to go into the kingdom of God. When we go to meet Christ in the air, we are not going to be in the flesh. And when it's all over with, everything's going to be spirit, spirit beings, a spirit world, a spiritual heaven. I mean, everything's going to be replaced, the heaven, the earth, everything. Everything that you see, and a lot of stuff you cannot see, is going in the, what do you call it, eternal trash can. It's going to be finished. And then there's going to be new and better, much better, in the future. And in Hebrews 2:4, it says, in as much then as the children have partaken of the flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. The whole world is being subject to bondage. It's been subject to bondage forever. When the people were in the early church and were living under the rule of Rome, they were under the bondage of Rome. We're under the bondage of the United States. If we don't obey what our government says, we're off in prison. You know, they don't take us out and feed us to the lions, but, you know, they're going to restrict our lives if we, you know, disagree with the government. You know, so it's getting down to any of us. I mean, I could get in my car and be driving home this afternoon and have an accident and be killed. All right. This virus that they got everybody so fearful of is not even going to kill not one half of the number of people that has been killed in the United States every year for three decades. This has been documented, that more than 250,000 Americans die from medical mistakes every year. We have not been said to or isolate ourselves from a hospital yet that I know of. But the fact is, it is documented proof that our own hospital system will kill way more people in the United States than this virus will. And there's a good possibility that one thing that might happen from this, us being kept away from the hospitals and doctors through this COVID response, is the death rate for medical mistakes may go down this year. That we might see a decrease in medical mistake deaths come next year when they tally the numbers up, because we weren't in the hospital for 4 months and didn't take any elective surgeries or anything else, or somebody could make a boo-boo and stick the wrong thing in your arm and make you dead because they weren't paying attention. So this is what I'm trying to get down to. Now let's remember what Jesus says in Luke 12:4. Jesus told us, "And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who can kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do." This includes disease. All right? We are all subject to die. And it's just the bodily death. But he says, "But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear whom? Him who, after he has killed, has the power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him, because God is the only one who can make us non-existent, that we will be cast into the grave and our memory will no longer be, ever. We'll be completely forgotten." And that's what's going to happen to many evil people. Once they are cast into hell, into the permanent grave, they won't even be in our memory anymore. And the things they did will no longer be in our memory. He said, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 copper coins? And not one of them is forgotten before God. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are more value than many sparrows." I mean, the whole purpose of the existence of this creation is us. I hate to tell you this, but we are the center of the universe. I know, don't get too full of yourself now. But God created all this for us and for raising us up to become children of God. This is the reason for the entire existence of everything you can see and cannot see. Things you know and things you don't know. It all exists because God's will, and God's will is us. We are the center of the universe, and he is working to build up his family. So what I'm concerned with is fear among my brethren. Fear among people who should know better, because their trust is in the Lord. Their trust is in the fact that he's going to resurrect us and give us life when this life is ended. And even if we were standing there the day he shows up, when you rise up to meet him in the clouds, you are not going to be in a physical body. You're going to be transformed. This body is going to the trash. It's going back to the elements that it came from when he grabbed up that first little handful of dirt and made Adam. We are all made out of the elements of this earth. And we get planted right back in it when we die. And I think it was Paul told us, the seed is planted in the ground. And I do gardening. Everybody knows I do gardening. You go out there and when that plant first sprouts, you might yank it up and see a little piece of that seed still hanging on the root. You let 2 weeks go by and you'll never find a bit of that seed. It's gone. And that's what he was saying. The seed goes away and a new life has sprung up and it becomes what God has designed it to be. The plant that comes up from that seed. When we are born again into the Spirit, God is giving us a new body. And we're going to be much more than what we are now. You know, I watched a butterfly come out of a cocoon and open its wings up. And I'm like, the cocoon is like this big, and the butterfly is like that big. And I'm like, how did that come out of this? We watch miracles every day, and this kind of boo-doo-doo-doo-doo and go on with their life. Like, if we're really curious, we might say, wow, But God performs miracles day after day after day. We can watch it, and we kind of just worry about what's on television. And the thing is that people will going to get into your mind. That's what the devil's about. He don't want your body, he wants your mind. And one of the leading things there is, and we've known this from forever, when they invented the TV, they found out that we can do some programming. And we're not talking about what you see. what happens to your brain after you watched it. They know how it works. Just like they manipulate the social media. And now they're manipulating what you see. They're even manipulating and taking away stuff they don't want you to see and show you stuff you can see. And this is from people who have the ability to do it. And that is the thing that's going on right now. People are pulling our little strings in all different directions. But it's all for the same reason, and that's to control us. And of course, take our money away from us. You know, it's the same old thing. It's power, it's money, it's position. It's been going on since man. I mean, the first king, the first ruler, first city. It's been going on forever. There's nothing new under the sun. So don't be sucked into this. Don't be fearful. There's no reason for you to be fearful. We have hope in Jesus Christ. And that's the main thing you need to remember. And in a week, 2 weeks, actually two Sabbaths, from this Sabbath, we're going to be having the Feast of Trumpets. What is the Feast of Trumpets about? It's about the return of Christ. It's about the trumpets and the return of Christ and the restoring of this earth and the restoring of order and the healing of the nations. It's life coming down to us from heaven. He has life, and he will give it to whom he gives it to. And we're here as his adopted children, waiting for him. Don't get absorbed in all this. We need to remember, this is just something that's shaking us up. But if you look at the numbers, we're not even talking about 1% of the world population being killed by this virus. Not even 1%. Have you read Revelation lately? You know how many people live in the world? If a quarter of them died of 7.1 billion, you know what kind of numbers we're talking about? You know, a billion is 1,000 millions. This is nothing. It's just a bad flu. That's all it is. But it's politicalized to the nth degree. And there's a reason for it to be politicalized for the nth degree. And you're watching it happen. You're watching it happen. Because over time, there's going to be a one world order. And it may end up, the one world order comes through the power of the medical system. The power to have fear of death because of disease. We don't know how it's going to come about, but this could be very much part of the changes we're going to see as the world is trying to become one big world government and these chiefy-weefy, big head, know everything, going to tell you how to live your life type people. It's going to be up in whatever power center there is. But you're watching it happen. You're watching prophecy come about little by little. So all I can say is, do not fear death. Do not fear men. Only fear he who can destroy both the body and the soul.